I told you.
Announcements. First announcement, Charlie and Emma's anniversary was on Friday, so everybody wish them happy anniversary. Let's see, the rest of our announcements. Let's do the birthdays. I have a few birthdays. We have a lot of birthdays today, so everybody get your singing voices going here. We have happy birthday songs to, you want to start them up?
Linda.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Linda. Happy birthday to you.
Next.
And joining up with my daughter, Lisa.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Rich.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. Okay, the rest of our announcements are Sunday mornings, 9 o'clock in Mickey's room is Bible study. Wednesday evening at 6:30 is prayer in Mickey's room. 7 to 8 is another Bible study on Wednesday. Thursday nights, 6:30 to 8 right here is choir practice. Please come and join us. We have lots of room for you up here. May 22nd is the potluck gospel concert afternoon outreach. And then the farmer's market is going to begin on May 28th.
Wow.
June 11th is the Strawberry Missions Festival. And it's not in here, but on April 28th, ladies, we're doing a luncheon for you in Mickey's room. So please come. We have invitations. Elaine has got invitations for any lady. And these are really cool invitations because these do double duty. You take these home and you write the information on your calendar, and then you hand them to somebody else that you want to bring with you. It's Thursday, April 28th at 11 o'clock.
And there's extras if people want to hand out
more than one. Yeah, I made 30 of them, so we have.
I have wigs and dresses for any men that want to see.
Where? Something like hot.
Why is that not surprised?
Any other announcements? Yes.
Don't we have another anniversary here?
Oh, we do.
From yesterday?
We did. Art and I had our 39th anniversary.
Wow!
Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Karen and Art.
Any other announcements? Yes.
I did get a couple of takers for a ladies' Bible study to start soon, for a women's Bible study, and the title of it would be The Five Love Languages. And so we haven't set a night yet, but it would be a night one. So if anybody is interested, please let me know.
How come everything's being exclusive there?
You guys got to step up.
Actually, men can come to this, but because it's a love thing, sometimes.
We don't like that.
We're talking about feelings and all that yummy stuff.
Love and sports, maybe.
Yeah, sport. We have a sport.
Okay. Do you have one else?
That one more on?
Okay. All right, now moving on to prayer requests then. Continued prayer for Jacob, little four-year-old.
I'll pass this around. This is the son of my coworker that sits about 12 feet from me at work there. A week before last, she was wondering why her son was feeling nauseous without good explanation. We from yesterday diagnosis with brain cancer way out of the blue. Monday had a piece of skull removed and a large chunk, but not all of the cancer removed, because they couldn't remove it because it's sitting on the brain stem. And they have an incredibly long and harrowing journey. And don't yet know all the details about exactly what type of it, but it, they have a suspicion that it's very malignant. And
how old is it?
4.
Oh.
I've actually got permission the kid's name is Jacob Poulin. They live in Ellington. They're about, in fact, their house is 13 and a half miles from this church, and they're a very strong family of faith, which is why I started spreading the news as far as prayer list, before I even, and she was more than delighted, and I think that that Jacob just needs a standing place on our prayer list until he's out of danger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like a baby Luke story in our backyard, and it's got my entire department, my entire work department, incredibly concerned. This is I just can't imagine a more harrowing ordeal for a family to go through. But they do have their faith. They do lean strongly on their faith, so they have that, and they very much appreciate, you know, all the support and prayers coming from family they didn't even know they have.
Amen.
There was as I was picking up Doug from Silver Meadows, Victoria, can you remember?
Zollner
was being pulled out of her apartment on a gurney into the ambulance. So don't know what that's about, but definitely we should pray this morning.
What was her name?
Victoria Zollner. Okay. Number 19, Silver Meadows. Obviously not having a very good morning.
Okay, so now let's move on. Other prayer requests. Continued prayer for Bob and Judy and Charlie and Elma and all who battle Parkinson's. Charlie and Elma are still looking to try to get an apartment made available for them. Let's see. Prayers for all of our cancer warriors, Roger Kerboy, Reverend Bob Wellner, my friend Dee and her husband, who both have cancer. Continued prayers for baby Luke, Angelica Ward, and Alexis, who's going to be having surgery. And for the doctors and nurses to treat them. Continued prayers for Paul Lavoie, who is here. Are you home for good now?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Just wait.
We will keep praying for you. Priscilla Varney and anyone else? Yes.
Yes, Phyllis is here today. She had a procedure done on Wednesday to open up or something her esophagus because she has a hard time swallowing heavy foods. So she had this procedure done and she did well, but the doctor just doesn't want her around a lot of people because of the infection. Okay. But she did ask that I lift her up in prayer today for everyone's better. She feels quickly. And
anyone else? I believe in you.
Let's remain seated for a couple minutes. There's a couple things that I'd like to do. Joel, why don't you talk about that movie that you went and saw?
Mm-hmm. So last night we went to see the Miracle from Heaven.
Right, with
a little girl in Texas.
True story.
Yeah, so she gets this incredibly horrible sickness where she can't digest food, and it brings it through the whole story, and she goes to Boston and finds the world-renowned doctor that tries to treat her and does treat her after a series of events. She goes there without an appointment. And, she gets an appointment and they develop this relationship. And, you know, God's goodness throughout her steps of the movie, a taxi cab, a lady in the diner, the receptionist, you know, and it puts all this story together.
A tree.
And then she comes back home and she comes back home where they're at the airport and they don't have money to fly in. And the flight attendant or the person at the desk, they give you your tickets. The credit cards wouldn't work. He voids the system and lets them fly out, which is a miracle, you know. And now they're back in Texas and she's sick. But she climbs this tree that's just huge out in the middle of the yard and she falls.
This miracle happens, and you've got to go see this movie. Yeah.
She's been on TV. We already know.
So what happens? She gets cured. So the last scene where I was sharing with Pastor and Jackie and Charlie this morning, the lady's up at the pulpit, and this is what kind of really got me. She's up at the pulpit, and she says, "There's miracles everywhere, every single day that happen to us. And it's our choice whether we see them or not." Mm-hmm. You know, and that's really true. There'll be miracles that come across your eyes today. Do you see them or don't you?
Mm-hmm. That's playing right in Sturbridge. It's the Cinemax Easy Beans. To talk about the sermon that I doing today is called A New Song to Sing. Mm-hmm. And you all get different times in your life where you need that new song. or God gives you a new song out of the blue. Paul doesn't know it, but I'm going to let Paul talk about a little bit about his rehab. We prayed for Paul all winter. Now, you some of you folks are whining this morning, it's cold, we got snow, I'm sick of winter. Paul spent the whole winter down in the rehab center. Paul, what's getting you through this?
What's gotten me more through this is the fact that I'm trusting God with everything that I'm going through. And also, Pastor, one of the books that you brought me to read while I was in rehab, it had a few scriptures in it that I'm slowly but surely remembering day in and day out. But one of the main things that I'm doing is I'm trusting God for everything that I'm going through and giving him praise for everything I'm going through. Mm-hmm. And it seems like every time I turn around, you know, people always see a smile on my face, even when things are rough for me, and it kind of like goes on to them. They kind of like look at me sometimes as an example to live by. After what I've been through for, I'm going to say almost 2 years. Because back in 2014 was when I initially lost my toes, but I still went through it, and I've still gotten through it. Because of God.
Praise Him. Amen. That's interesting. You know, I visited with a lot of folks. Buck and I were visiting yesterday, and we were talking. Buck said, you know, getting older is one of those things where it's just not for the faint of heart. It's not easy. Yeah. And he and George were out on tour this week together. And because you got a little hitch in your giddy up, doesn't take that new song away. The song is still there, still be able to be lifted up. I was blessed yesterday over the cup of coffee that Barbara shared a letter with me that her son sent her. How many years ago, Barbara?
That was in 1967.
Wow.
I still have that letter.
She brought the letter out for me to read from her son. Her son's in the military and he's away from home. Really? And he was going to go to church. He was battling getting over smoking. He wanted to give up smoking. And it's Easter and he's getting ready to go to church and he got all dressed up, and if you're in the military, you know what a rec room is. That's where you go hang out and kill time. It's kind of a common area. It has a TV in it. He went to the rec room and hung out and watched TV, and time went on. He got up and took his church clothes back off and sat back down. And another airman came by and said, Happy Easter, and threw him an Easter egg. And he looked at the Easter egg and got dressed back up and went to church. And the minister offered a call to come forward. A great letter. That's what a difference one person can make.
Yeah.
Just one person. Now, that airman that walked by with the Easter egg in his hand and said, Happy Easter, and threw him the Easter egg, changed that young man's life. Yeah. Changed mom's life. Mom's changed a whole bunch of lives with that letter. One person.
Miracle.
One person. That's right. That's right. And the miracle comes, and the miracle that we have here at this church, every spring, if you walk across underneath the big maple, those violets are back. The violets are back. Saw Mike, right? Mike's nodding his head. I know, you know, you wander over there and it's like purple haze over in that. Mm. We don't water them. We walk on them. We mow them off. And God says, ha ha, I'm going to give you this gift again. I'm going to give you this miracle. I'm going to give you this blessing, which relates to your life. Because in life we get worn down, we get run over, we get mowed off, we got beaten up, but God waters us and raises us back up.
Amen.
So this is the day. This is truly the day that the Lord has made. Yeah. You turn to 565. This is a lot of reading, so we'll let you sit for a little bit before I have you stand. 565, Lord of Creation. And Howard, so that your folks aren't confused on your side, I'm going to let you guys read first, same as always. You'll read the first paragraph, you folks the second. We'll go back and forth. The last paragraph we'll all read together. You folks on this side over here with Howard, reading,
Lord of creation, to you be all praise. Most mighty your working, most wondrous your ways. Your glory and might are beyond us to tell. And yet in the heart of the humble you dwell.
Lord of all power, I give you my will. In joyful obedience, your task is fulfilled.
Your bondage is freedom, your service is song, and held in your keeping, my weakness is strong.
Lord of all wisdom,
I give you my mind, rich truth that surpasses our knowledge divine. What I have not seen, what my ear has not heard, is taught by your spirit and shines in your word.
Lord of all bounty,
I give you my heart, my grace and glory for all human heart. Your love to inspire me, your counsel to guide, your presence to cheer me, whatever betide.
Together.
Lord of all being, I give you my all. For if I disown you, I stumble and fall. But sworn in glad service, your word to obey, I walk in your freedom to the end of the way.
Amen. And now, if rise if you're able. Join with me in prayer. Father, we come together this day and we are blessed and blessed mightily. We thank you so much for this day and the blessing that it is, for the opportunity that presents itself each and every day. And Father, we know that there are miracles out there if only we would see. The things that you send special, the red-tailed hawks and that woodpecker that showed up out of the blue this morning, the violets that are across the street that bloom and are only cared for by you, the joy of a little child's smile and the sound of a little child's laughter. Father, we hear you and see you, we feel your presence, we feel your love and the sunlight, for the sunlight is bright and warm and it takes the gloom and the darkness away. We ask, Father, that you bless us and bless us mightily, that you renew our strength, that you heal us, that you lift us up, that you help that this day your words would not go unanswered, that we would hear your message, that we'd respond to your message, that you would raise us up, and that this day we would be your warrior and not a worrier. Father, we gather together in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us when he said,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lord, I want to be a Christian, and we'll do all the verses.
Thank you.
I sat down and Tom leaned over my shoulder and he said, is that print big enough for you? My wife will say, that looks familiar. That's because I took it off the wall. It says, how cool is it that the same God that created mountains and oceans and galaxies looked at you and I and thought the world needed one of us too? When you sit and think about how we compare with everything that there is in the whole world that God's created, God said, we need one of you.
He said it was very good.
I'm not sure if he said you and I were.
No. Adam and Eve in the beginning.
Ushers are going to come forward in a minute. We're going to do tithes and offerings. In your bulletin, I use the verbiage from Jeremiah. It says, God's love, it can change us. The Bible says God has loved you with an everlasting love. He is drawn with you loving kindness. Then there's a note underneath it that Max Lucado had used. And it said Jesus can live without us, but he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to. The ushers are going to come forward. We'll receive our morning offering. And again, the best offering that you give is your everyday service and your everyday work. Receive the morning offering.
Say I'm dead and gone, but you will see
that you are wrong. Go ahead, try to hide the sun, but all will see I am the one. Back. Come to take my people back.
Blessings that you give us each and every day. We ask that you bless these gifts as well as the giver, that you multiply, magnify, utilize them in your service, Father, to expand our mission and our outreach. We lift them up all to you, Father, through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Kind of nice to see I'd be able to participate instead of being the photographer all the time back and forth. And thank you for adopting Ed.
Yeah.
Okay, children's time. We got big children today. George, you can come down and be a children again. All those children that we've got here.
Bringing a wandering
number. That's good. Now we got now we got our whole bunch. Better have candy for us this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Here. I got pictures. Know what this is?
Fruit basket.
What's in a fruit basket? Fruit. Yeah, what kind of fruit?
Bananas.
So you get a basket of bananas and a fruit basket. Citrus fruits. Bars. Yep.
Grapes.
Grapes. When I was a kid, we used to get fruit baskets that looked very similar to this. Today, they're getting really fancy. They are cut out of fruit and stuff like that. You know what goes into making a fruit basket?
A lot of work.
Get comfortable for a second. This is what has to happen. You have to have a farmer who has planted the fruit, either trees or seeds or some kind of plants, and then he has to hire people to help him weed the gardens and prune the trees and stuff, and then he hires people to help him pick all the fruit. But then he has to hire a truck driver to take them to a factory where they're going to wash them and package them. And then the stores have to call the different farms and the different factories to try to find the fruit that they want to put in their fruit baskets. And then they have a truck that comes, takes from the factory, and brings it to the store, but that's not done yet. Then they have to find somebody who makes baskets. They hire a truck driver to get them and bring them. And then they have to find somebody who brings a special paper stuff here that they pack the fruit around so that the fruit won't get moldy and stuff. And then they have to find somebody who sells ribbon, and then they have to teach somebody how to make ribbons. And then they have to find somebody who gets up special plastic cellophane stuff that goes around it. Then they get somebody in there who actually puts it all together and they deliver it to your house. A ton of work just so we can have some fruit. When I was a kid, I had no idea about that stuff. And I wanted to be the first one to get to that fruit basket because I wanted the bananas or the grapes. There are apples in here that taste like, kind of like pears, not like pears either. So I didn't want to get stuck with the apples or the taste of like the pears or the pears. I wanted to be really picky about my fruit basket. Did you know that God is fruity? He's fruity. And he expects us to be fruity too. When we accept Christ into our heart, he wants us to be fruity. Have you ever seen a fruit tree that could produce all the different kinds of fruit in this basket? But you know what? God expects us to produce 9 different kinds of fruit from one fruit tree so that we can become a fruit basket. He expects us to have, whoops, my little object lesson here. Oh, what the heck? Goodness, love, self-control, gentleness, faithfulness, that's okay, the following four anyway. Patience, kindness, joy, and peace. And when we have all of these fruits, we become like a fruit basket. You can't be a Christian and decide that you're only going to do like I used to do in the fruit basket. I think I'll be good today, but I don't really want to be patient. So I'm going to kind of drop the patience and self-control. You don't get the chance to choose that. God expects you to put into your fruit basket goodness, the gentleness, the peace, the kindness, even when it's hard. Faithfulness. Faithfulness can be hard, especially like when somebody is sick or things just are not going your way. Love. Some people are kind of hard to love. You don't necessarily have to like them, but you have to love them. And that means that you have to make sure that people aren't picking on them. You shouldn't be one of the ones that are picking on other people that aren't lovable. You have to have patience. Not a lot of people want to have patience. God expects you to have them. And joy. Now, joy isn't just for everybody else, it's for you too. Because if you have all these other things in your basket, you should have joy. You should have joy in knowing that if something happens to you right now, you're going to go to heaven, and you're going to be walking on streets of gold, you're going to be dancing around with Jesus, you're going to be picking fruits of all different kinds, you're going to be just seeing the most amazing things forever and ever and ever and ever. And all of these things will just be all there is. No sadness, no bad stuff, just the good stuff. We are to be the fruit basket that we give to other people. We are to be so different from other people that are just kind of walking along and not having half of these things. Just having one or two of these things isn't enough. God wants us to be all of them so that we can make a difference in the world. We can make a difference and make other people be a blessing to other people. Jesus, I thank you that you provide all of these things for us. Lord, you are all these things, and we know that we can get them all from you. If we feel like we're lacking in any of them, all we have to do is ask. And you will show us how to be the kindness and how to be patient and good and all those other things. Father, I ask that you help us to remember to be this way every day, children and grown-ups as well. Lord, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
George was going to go to Mrs. Jenny Lynn. Prayer time. Opportunity to come before God, opportunity to lift up joys and concerns, opportunity to hear other folks. I looked up a few folks talking about prayer. I kind of like this one. It says, prayer reminds us of who's in charge. You don't take your request to someone with less authority. You take them to someone who outranks you in the solutions department. The same is true of the prayers that we lift up. You just don't pray to let God know what's going on. He's way ahead of you on that side. Your prayer to transfer my will be done to God's will be done. And since he's in charge, he has the best solution. Mm-hmm. Prayer also transfers the burden to God. It allows you to take your burdens and give them to God and lighten your load. Prayer pushes us through life's slumps, propels us over the humps, pulls us out of the dumps. Wish I'd have written that. Prayer is the oomph we need to get answers. So it says pray today. Pray every day. We always have more than enough folks to pray for. We've got a plate full, but we must be good at it because God keeps giving us more to put on the prayer list. So join me in prayer. Father, we lift up all the folks on our prayer list. We lift up Jacob,
all our other children that have issues. We pray for Jacob's doctors and nurses that treat him. We pray for healing for him and baby Luke and Angelica Ward and Alexis and all the other children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that we have wandering around. Father, we ask that you put your hand on them, that you hold them close in the palm of your hand, that you heal them and minister to them. We pray for Bob and Judy and Alma and Charlie and all that battle Parkinson and similar diseases. We pray for our cancer warriors. We pray for Paul and as he continues to fight the fight and do good work. I think Paul's there to be a blessing for those folks at that rehab center, not just for the other patients, but for the staff. We pray for Vicki Zollmer and for Phyllis. Pray, Father, that you put your hand on both of these folks and you be with both of them as they are being treated by doctors and that you hold them close in the palm of your hand. We lift up, Father, all our military personnel that are spread around the globe. We pray for them and their families that you hold them safe in the palm of your hand. You return them back home as soon as possible. That you be with our police and our firefighters and our first responders and their families. Pray, Father, for our leaders and our elected officials that you would give them wisdom and that they would heed your word and hear your voice. And now, Father, we lift up our own individual prayer requests.
Father in heaven, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for each day. Thank you for the opportunity that you provide me, Lord, to be of service to others and to move forward with my life and to be a blessing to my family, Lord. Thank you for my church family, to be a blessing to them. Peace out those who are in sickness, who are in despair. Help those who need to see your golden light shining.
Lord, we lift up Jacob Fullington, a little four-year-old with cancer, brain cancer, Lord, and his family too, Lord. And we just praise you right now for lifting them up by their faith. They can rise up on eagle's wings and soar in the worst of times, Lord, and they need that. We ask you to continue to do that. We ask you to set their feet upon the rock, Lord. We ask you to steady their walk as they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, that they fear no evil. And we give you all the glory. And we ask to give every one of us that are here that new song in our heart that we can praise you for what you are doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us here together safely. Thank you, Lord, for just having this place to come to, Lord, and us in worship. Thank you for our pastor, and thank you for watching over them. Pray you bless them, Lord. Pray you continue to bless us all, Lord, as we get to you each and every day, Lord. Help us to see your miracles each and every day that you set before us. And thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Continue to work in our hearts that we have the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you again for your love and your mercy and your grace. And, I think of Dennis Trendy, Lord. I pray that you just be with him today. Lord, and we pray for his healing, Lord. And thank you for all the blessings. Thank you for my mom. We continue to watch over her. Thank you for all the moms. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord,
for this church. You know that they need milk, no matter what age they are, even though it's baby, to the oldest, we all need to know, and we all want to know.
Thank you, God, for this bright new day.
Thank you for miracles that you give us every day. Thank you for being
God, we can bring tiny things to, we can bring medium things to, and we can bring really huge things to you in our life. I pray especially for your hand on our little ones. Thank you for our hand and baby this life. My granddaughter Angelica, and now for Jacob. We thank you, Father, for your healing.
Thank you, God, for this blessing always from Kelly. For the so many ways you've blessed me, I have no idea. But thank you, I don't take a step without you. Thank you for this church being please bless it, comfort, and pray to all the families and all these little children who are so sick.
I'd like to lift up Maddie and Melissa, because Maddie's waiting to be born and Melissa's put on bed rest. And I just pray that you keep them both safe until it's their time to come out. I thank you for blessing me so mightily, Lord. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for this beautiful day. I had a conversation with my faith, Lauren, last week. And she said, Rich, there's a cloud over your house. And I said, yes, this may be true, but I have a silver lining, and it's this church.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for your help, understanding, and prayers, not only my family, but many other families would not have the happiness that I achieved today attending this class with all of the folks here. Thank you so much for your kindness.
Amen.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you for this day. I looked up Jacob, Luke, Angelica, looked up Rich and his medical issues, Phyllis, and others. And I especially pray for my brother in law, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Each day you give, some seem tougher than others.
Jill Murray and his family. Lord, you know what he saw when he was just a far runner. Lord, I thank you for everything you're doing in my life, and I thank you for everything that you continue to do in my life.
Thank you, Lord. Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this beautiful spring day, Lord. Thank you for this little church, Lord, for our dear pastor, Lord. We lift up baby Jacob, Lord, that young man, baby Jacob, Lord, that you watch over him, Lord, that you give him great doctors and nurses to treat him, Lord, that you work a miracle in his life, Lord, in the life of his family. We thank you for the good news about baby Luke, Lord, and how he's getting better day by day, Lord. Pray that you watch over Kelly Rose, Lord, as she's traveling today to Texas. That you take care of her family, Lord. We thank you for letting this be a shining light for you, Lord, to start a little bit. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. A prayer for Vicki Zoller and Eleanor Mann.
Well, I lift up baby Luke, little Jacob, Angelica, Alexis, and all of God's children, young and old, who are challenged with sicknesses and physical ailments, to give them all strength and all healing and relief from suffering.
Father, we come before you. We come knowing that you are happy to hear from us. We come knowing that you have a plan for us for good and not for evil, that you have an abundance, Lord, that you want to share with us. Father, we lift up all these prayers to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Whoever my scripture reader is, if you come on up and do scripture reading now, that would be good.
Surprise.
You're ready? Good. That was a one-stop shop.
Then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, 'One sows and another reaps,' is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." Second reading is the 40th Psalm. "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. No one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, 'Here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me, for troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be blessed, O Lord, to save me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. May all who seek to take my life, to put to shame and confusion, may all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, 'Aha, aha,' be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, 'The Lord be exalted.' Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O my God, do not delay."
Thank you, Kevin. Join with me in prayer. Father, we ask that you would come and put your hands on each person here, that you would lift us up and open our hearts and minds to truly hear your voice, to truly hear your word, feel your touch. We thank you and praise you, Father, for the opportunity that we have and for the choice that we've made to come here. For we know that by coming here that we're better going out the door than we were coming in. That you help us to be a finely tuned instrument in your toolbox, Lord, that you help us to be motivated and that you have a plan for us for the upcoming week and for the rest of our life. Help us to hear your voice and hear your word. Help you to be our guide in each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
A new song. Folks have different songs that they sing as they go along. When I work on a sermon, I'll put it on YouTube and I'll bring up different songs as you go through. And sometimes you, out in the yard, I was out in the yard yesterday. I had to go tell Buck. I mowed my grass yesterday because Buck is the police for the village that we live in. He comes around and inspects and makes sure that we're all in compliance. And I think I'm the first one to mow their lawn this year out there. I was shocked that my mower still worked. New song and new blessings. Terry and Jordan brought new property. If you didn't see it on Facebook, somebody down where their new property is sent them a picture of their garden, a garden that they neither planted nor they sowed nor they did anything to. But blooming right along, looks nice. One of the best gardens I've seen you have, Terry. But very nice. Very nice. But we wake up each day, and each day has its new challenges, and you have a new song. And if you don't have a new song, then stinking thinking can get in your head.
That's right.
And even if you get out of bed and you're not feeling so good, you can always start out with one of my uncle's traditional favorite songs. And I'd hear him working, and I'd hear him singing, "Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows my sorrow." Who knows? "Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows but Jesus." And in between, you'd hear his pickaxe going, "Ta-dunk, ta-dunk." And he'd breathe as he was singing.
That was really good.
Thank you, sir. When it comes to working, I can sing. Yeah. And the scripture that we use talks about, "I waited patiently for God to help me, and then he listened and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, set my feet on a hard, firm path, and steadied me as I walked along." Howard, I learned stuff from your show on occasion. I did.
I'm surprised to even hear that.
I am better informed. Now, I'm not going to talk about the cat lady, but I am going to talk about the brickyard that I didn't know was here in Wales. And that there is clay that is here in Wales that was used for the making of bricks. And do you know that, Joel? You grew up here. I'm going to make you so smart. There is clay, and Howard and I are going to go. Howard doesn't know I'm going with him yet, but Howard says he's going. So when he goes, he's going to take me along. You can come too, anybody else that wants to see the clay. But there is clay here in the area that they use to make bricks out of. And the psalmist writes, "He lifted me out of the pit of despair." And when a potter begins, he takes a big glob of clay. He takes that glob of clay, and Terry's pointing at George. Are you a potter, George? And you take a glob of clay, George, and you must see something in the clay. You must have a vision of what you're going to do with the clay.
Depends.
Or sometimes you start to work it, and it has a life of its own. You know, and what happened, if you look at yourself, God looked at you and saw something in that glob of clay. God looked at you before you were ever born and said, "This got some value. I'm going to spend a little bit of time with this, and we're going to make something cool out of this. We're going to make a Mike Whalen." I pick on Mike because Mike's a stone guy. Mike takes stones that everybody else sees as just a thing that's in the way, and Mike takes the stone and turns them into works of art. But the psalmist talks about, "Oh my Lord, many times and many times you have done great miracles for us, and we are ever in your thoughts. Who else can do such glorious things? No one else can be compared with you. There isn't enough time to tell of all your wonderful deeds." That's when your glass is better than half full.
That's when you see that red-tailed hawk that nobody else sees. That's when you see the glow of the violets across the street and you take the time to go over and look at the violets. That's the time when you take the extra few minutes and you spend them with a kid who needs some time. This week, as some of you folks know, I took Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus for a field trip. I went out and I was picking stuff up and putting them away, and Rich came along. And when Rich comes, you know, I'll know Rich well enough that you don't get any work done when Rich comes. We talk about everything that goes on, and we talk about how we're blessed and who's going on, and this type of thing. Well, I was on my second load, and baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph were in the back of the van. And I said to Rich, I got to go because there's a science fair. My granddaughter's in up in Warren, so I took Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus on a field trip with me and went up there to see my granddaughters. But while I was there, there were other kids that I know that have played sports with my grandkids that don't have parents that can get out of work. So I took the extra time to walk around and visit with these kids and let them explain to me their science experiments and this type of thing. And it only cost me a couple minutes. But on the way out the door, the principal said to me, "Mr. Burke, we're always glad to have you come because you've got time for everything. God's got time for all y'all, all the time that you need. God will take the time and spend it with you. God will invest in you. God took that lump of clay and saw something special in you. So if you, at that point where you say to yourself, oh God, I'm not too sure who I am or why I'm here, relook it. Relook at it and ask some folks that are around you. Ask some folks that are around you. Say, hey, you know, I don't feel like God's using me as much as I could be used. What do you think I can do? I think what you'll find out a lot of times is God, folks will tell you, you know, you blessed me already. You blessed me already with your walk and your talk and your deed and your care and your love and your concern. And I think you'll find out, too, that when you're feeling down in the dumps, if you pull out John and go back to this part of John where the disciple says to him, because sometimes we get concerned with the physical. And the disciples said to him, you need to have something to eat. You need to have something to eat. And Jesus said, no, I have food that you don't know about.
Amen.
I've got food that you don't know about. I am raised to a new level of play because I'm filled with the Spirit. And Jesus says, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. What's interesting is he talks about the vast fields of human souls that are ripening all around us and are ready for the reaping. So many folks are in that pit. So many folks are in that pit and are looking for a way out. So many folks are in the pit, know the answer, and just need us to remind them along the way. They need that little push. They need a little bit of God's love at that time during the week when there doesn't seem to be any God's love anyplace else. And you need to teach them a new song. You need to teach them a new song. It doesn't have to be complicated. Charlie, even you and I can do this.
And Jesus loves you, this I know.
That's a fact.
And the Bible tells us.
And it's just a simple thing. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Everybody say,
yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
And that's the new song. Yeah. It's an old song, but it's new every day. It's a song that you need to sing and carry to work with you, to the grocery store with you. You need to carry it home with you. You need to sing it even when you don't feel like singing it. You need to sing that song and lift it up because it's that old, old story that's as true today as it was when God created the universe. Our closing hymn will be Take My Life and Let It Be. And we'll sing first and last verses. It's 568. Thank you.
Jesus' name, and all God's people say, Amen. Amen.